Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Heading back into Brady after working out in West Texas, and he asked me to play a little Merle Haggard and Earl Thomas Conley tonight, and I'll be happy to do that. As a matter of fact, last week I was having an implant done, and so they were doing an extraction, and my dentist is quite a bit younger than what I am that's doing this procedure. And in the middle of all this going on, he knew, of course, that I worked at the radio station here, and he said, "There's a song that keeps going through my mind." He said, "Have you ever heard of a song called Holding Her and Loving You?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "It's a great song from Earl Thomas Conley." He said, "Well," he said, I like it." He said, "But it's just not a good song." I said, "Yeah, it's a great song. Just because a song is has a certain meaning doesn't mean it's a bad song." Here's Earl Thomas.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. Even here without you. And the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. Good enough, or the hardest thing I've
doing tonight, Bubba?
I feel great tonight.
Well, I'm working on a good one tonight. Would you play Dolly Parton in my George Strait, please, sir?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart.
Know that I'm not what you need. you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you
can you play It Took All Night Long to Say Goodbye, and then after that, play the song Together Again?
All right, I'll do it for you.
It only took a minute.
together again.
Remembering Bobby Flores, who passed away earlier this afternoon after a short battle with esophageal cancer, and certainly a great, great artist in this business, one of the most talented people I've ever known. We worked many, many shows with Bobby Flores throughout the years, and he, of course, was featured on fiddle on so many of our Heart of Texas recording projects, and somebody we're going to dearly miss. I mentioned earlier that the last few shows that I had an opportunity to work. Matter of fact, I had the chance to MC the final show that Bobby Flores did just a couple of months ago. But he gave his all, even though he was so ill. He gave his all. And I saw him the last two or three times just near collapse after his performance, because he had given everything he had to his fans. One of those great songs that Bobby recorded a few years ago. Here's one called South of the Border. Bobby Flores and his Yellow Rose Band.
South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I shouldn't stay. Thank you.
whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. Mission bells told me that I shouldn't stay.
Flores and South of the Border. So good to hear from our buddy Chad Austin tonight. Chad is another one of those great, talented individuals that live right here in McCullough County. And it's always good to see Chad. He did our Facebook Live not too long ago, and I've been a fan of his for a long time. Let's go back and pick up one of his hit records from a few years ago. Good to hear from you, Chad. Here's one called It's Tomorrow in Atlanta.
I guess I keep forgetting you're on Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry if I woke you, I just had you on my mind. Out here it's only midnight, but there's a time zone in.
If I'd have known my leaving. still trying to understand her as I stand and watch her go. But there's a whole lot about a woman a man don't know. Still trying to understand her as I stand and watch her go. But there's a whole lot about a woman a man don't know.
There's a whole lot about a woman that a man don't know. Truer words were never said. From Jack Green here at KNEL and the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. It's good to see my friend Harry Mitchell. Here's one especially for Harry. He loves Ernest Tubb, and I do, too. We're going to get E.T. and Loretta in here to do one called Won't You Come Home and Talk to a Stranger.
Well, I was out drinking with a couple of friends of mine. When the bartender handed me the telephone, said there's a wife on the line. Well, I told her I was just a-drinking with a couple of buddies I knew. But she told me in a few short words just what she wanted me to do. She said,
won't you come home and talk to a stranger? A stranger, it's the only place in days you haven't been.
Well, I sat there about an hour talking with the rest of the guys. When she walked through that front door, she had get home in her eyes. She said, you've talked and danced with every woman in town but me. If you'll just come around the house, you might like my company. She said,
won't you come home and talk to a stranger?
I'm listening, honey. Use a good friend.
Well, won't you come home and talk to a stranger?
You don't have to hold my ear.
It's the only place in days you haven't been.
I'm ready, honey, I'm ready.
It's the only place in days you haven't been.
Let's go home, honey.
Hi, Tracy. Yes, you can help me if you can.
Okay.
Do you have Kiss an Angel Good Morning?
I do.
Okay, and mental cruelty?
Mental cruelty,
Could you play those for me, please?
I'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. A smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of
a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning.
Janie, y'all can help you tonight.
Know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Leroy Van Dyke.
Waylon and Willie are the outlaws. King of the road. Everyone knows Hank's been in prison.
I didn't know that.
Dolly's got two good reasons and she's well known.
No comment.
They call me No Show Jones.
They call him No Show Jones.
I seldom ever on.
He seldom ever on.
The stage is singing my songs, my whereabouts are unknown.
We call him No Show Jones.
They call me No Show Jones.
Loretta is the coal miner's daughter.
Howdy, pretty Merle.
And Johnny wears black and stands there alone.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Everyone knows that Kenny is the gambler. What's Tammy?
Oh, Tammy is the first lady of a country song. I'm still No Show Jones.
He's still No Show Jones.
Seldom ever on.
Seldom ever on.
The stage is singing my songs, but we're about to run on.
We call him No Show Jones.
Call me No Show Jones. Yeah. I'm all straightened up one these days, Mark.
We got you here right now, anyway.
About to run on.
They call him No Show Jones.
They call me No Show Jones.
They call him No Show. Where you at, George? Somebody close that door, but George is gone. Somebody check the control room. I'll be damned.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by. Walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Mr. Churchill, could you play a song that I heard you play this morning, and it was called Just to Walk, Just Walk On By? I don't remember who it was by, but you planned it, I think.
Leroy Van Dyke.
Yes. Could you do that, please, sir?
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, Tracy. You have a nice night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Down at Miss Nancy Ann ran a boarding house with a faded sign that read, single rooms for single girls, no men allowed, it said. The rumor had it that if a gentleman was willing to pay a fee, he could always go down to Nancy Ann's for some feminine company. Now one night in June in the bedded room, I was chalking up with a friend. He was set to break when through the door old Leo James ran in. There's a fire that just broke out, he yelled, and it's down at Nancy Ann's. So we dropped our key sticks on the floor and down the street we ran. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel was single girls burned down. When we got to the place, the front was ablaze, and so was the second floor. So we crossed the track, went around to the back, and stopped at the alley door. We was catching our breath when that door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out into the smoke ran Mayor Will, wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him, with his shirt tail afire, came our local chief of police. Then the banker Jones, with the red-headed girl he'd always said was his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself, helping someone out of the fire. Her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. A county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls and gals and half-clad gentlemen. Out through the heat of smoke that reeked of French perfume and gin. The flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. Everybody was out of that girl's hotel by the time the roof caved in, and we were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, I believe that's the funniest show that I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel was single girls burned down.
To lead all his people out
But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace. Went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling, and when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. The greatest story of them all. Jesus was a dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war, but soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, and the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing.
Be all right. shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day.
Bobby Flores is finishing up the radio program for us, and he had that day today, little afternoon today. Bobby Flores passed away after a valiant fight against esophageal cancer. And our thoughts and prayers to his wife Annette and family and all of his friends and fans all over the world. Great guy, who will certainly be missed, the great Bobby Flores. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. Thank you for being with us. I hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. I've visited with people all week up there this week and always enjoy that very, very much. And I hope that you might get an opportunity to visit us as well at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas, at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. I'm Tracy Pitcox, thanking you for joining us and saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart,
God.
You made me cry,
and yeah, I cried a lot.
I lost your love,
honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.